Welcome, everybody, to the Pete Bean Pete podcast. And well, you probably guessed it. That's right. I am Pete. In this podcast, we'll be talking about what it's like to be a Pete and what it's like for me to deal with things like aggression, depression, anxiety, and what it takes for me to just basically survive a day. And it's not always easy, but I managed to do it. So sit back, relax, and listen to one human talking to a bunch of other humans about, well, what it's like to be human. So I'd like to welcome everybody to this episode of the Pete Bean Pete podcast. Now, I don't know what's going to happen with this episode. I've hit delete so many times now once I've started this, and I'll tell you, I'm just going to be honest. I didn't expect on doing this episode this weekend solo. I had planned on having a friend on to talk to, and shit just didn't work out right. And I didn't do an episode last week because I had planned on having a longer episode this week, and I thought that would be cool for everybody. However, you know, shit happens. And I don't know, can you hear it in my voice? I'm not very happy at the moment. I feel kind of let down. You know, and it's nobody's fault in particular. It's just, you know, sometimes you put your faith in people, and sometimes if you do that, people will let you down. And I don't think they do it intentionally. I don't think there are people that do it intentionally, but I know that a lot of people don't do it intentionally, and you know, shit happens, and you know, that's just the way life goes sometimes. You know, shit gets in the way of other things, and then, you know, you find yourself here wanting to turn out a podcast for people to put into their ear holes, and you realize that you're just not ready for that. You know, your whole plan or what you planned on doing has just gone up Schitt's Creek. And that's the honest to God truth. You know, I started this thing so many times, and I've started talking about a million different things, and it just didn't feel right. I never want to lie to you guys. I never want to be fake with anyone that listens to this podcast. I want people to know and hear the real me. And if that means that you hear a disappointed Pete, well, I guess that's what you're going to hear, at least today. You're going to hear a disappointed Pete. So what do I plan on talking about now? Well, that's a good question, because I hadn't planned on doing this podcast like this. I did have some things and do have some things I want to discuss, and it's not going to be a long episode. I think this will probably end up being like a 10 to 15 minute episode at the longest, but hopefully you guys enjoy it. And I didn't want to go another week without putting something out. So you're going to get me just talking honestly and openly without, you know, a lot of stuff in front of me, which yeah, maybe that's a good thing to talk about, is how I do the podcast. I have seen people that do podcasts and write out scripts and all this stuff and have bullet points and all these great things, but that's not me. I've tried that, but that's just not me. That's not who I am. I can't do that. If you want to know the truth, I have usually two topics in my head. I hit this little record button and then I just go for it. And I might delete some things, you know, from time to time, or I might do some edits, but not a lot. You generally get the real me talking about things. And if I make mistakes and, you know, screw up words, then I make mistakes and screw up words. That's, you know, I don't want you guys to ever think that what you're getting is scripted or fake, or that things are happening because of that. You know, because in this digital world, there is a lot of that. You know, there's a lot of people that do things for shock value or for getting attention. And a lot of times, I think it's getting to the point that people don't know what's real and what's not real. And I just want to assure everybody that listens to this podcast that everything you hear is real. It's me. I don't exaggerate things or build things up or overhype things for dramatic effect. Yeah, this is just me. You know, I could have waited another week and not dropped an episode, but I didn't want to do that to you guys because I really enjoy doing the podcast, and I know in the future I need to have backup plans. Yeah, I need to have things in my head about what I want to do if something goes wrong, like this weekend. So one of the things I kind of wanted to talk about was weather. And I know you're thinking, weather, what does that have to do with anything on this podcast? Well, for me personally, it has to do with a lot. I am very sensitive to weather changes when it comes to my depression and panic attacks. Now, I will tell you, when there are weather fronts that come and goes, highs and lows and this whole thing, a lot of times, if they're like really big weather shifts, I will feel very uncomfortable. And I don't even have to see that they're happening. I mean, I can feel it. And I know I've read some stuff online that say people are weather sensitive and this and that. I am one of those people, you know, and a lot of times that makes me nervous because a lot of times it makes me have the panic attacks and the heart palpitations and the whole nine yards. And, you know, generally it lasts, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 minutes at the most, but it's just an uncomfortable situation. So are there any people out there like me? Are there any people out there that listen to this podcast that have issues because of weather? You know, and also the times of year. Let's discuss that. Now, I know a lot of people deal with what's called seasonal depression, you know, and that generally takes place between, you know, November and December into the New Year's. And that's when people that are alone will deal with depression because they see other people out there, you know, having family time or enjoying friends and going to Christmas parties or, you know, whatever, enjoying the season with other people, and they just can't. Now, I've been there. I have spent several Christmases completely alone sitting in my apartment. And that might have been some of the deepest points I've ever been at when I had to deal with my depression. Is you look around at everybody, you look around at the lights and everybody having fun, feeling positive, waiting to get their gifts, you know, giving gifts, all this stuff, communing with other people. And I just wasn't. I was sitting in my apartment watching Netflix and crying. And dealing with depression, dealing with panic attacks, while everyone else was out doing, you know, Christmassy kind of things. Now, something I have that a lot of people don't have is a lot of people in the summertime have less depression, have less anxiety, have less panic attacks. Not me. When it gets warm, so anything over 28, 30 grad, I tend to be very susceptible to panic attacks. My anxiety starts to go up. Now, I've read some stuff that says, you know, weather can affect your panic attacks, weather can affect your anxiety and all that stuff, but it definitely does mine. And after a certain point, when it gets too hot, I hide. I don't even want to be around people anymore. I want to run and hide from everybody because I feel this aggression, this anxiety. And that's one of the things when my anxiety and depression is at its highest, my aggression is also at its highest. Yeah. Now I'm not one of those people that's out there punching people in the head or being abusive or anything like that. At least till now, I haven't. Let's knock on wood and hope that stays like this. But I don't, aggressive. I mean, I yell at people. You know, I have a really short temper, and you know, I don't feel comfortable. Now, I don't feel necessarily uncomfortable in the wintertime. And I don't have as many problems in the wintertime as I do generally in the summertime, especially in the spring. In the autumn, So basically around Halloween time, I'm probably at some of the highest points of my year. I mean, October, as far as me creatively, my creative energy, there we go, folks. My creative energy is generally at its highest during the month of October. So yeah, October generally is the most creative time of year for me. However, I know a lot of people start dealing with their depression around that time of year. So look, folks, I'm not going to drag this out, and I'm not going to make you listen to me just basically babble for another 10 minutes, because that's what I have been doing, you know, not been babbling, but basically, you know, been doing 20 minute episodes. So I'm going to drop this at around 10 minutes, and I'm just going to pop it out there, and you'll probably get another episode during the week. I assume I'll be like, oh man, I need to do another episode. So I just wanted you guys to have this out there, so you know that everything's okay. I haven't gone in crazy. I haven't given up on the podcast or anything like that. It just, you know, shit went wrong today with the episode that was going to be recorded and released for tomorrow. So I'm going to drop this afternoon. And I hope you all are doing good. I appreciate all the emails. I appreciate all the messages from people. I have people interested in coming on and doing interviews now. You know, just regular people that listen to the podcast, want to come on and, you know, talk about their stuff. And I appreciate that. I appreciate every single one of you. Every single one of you is special to me. If you take the time to listen to the podcast, you are special to me, and I appreciate it. So on that note, I will say good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are in the world. I love you. Oh, and by the way, send me an email. I know some of you do, some of you don't. But every episode, I go through the whole rigmarole of talking about the email address. But if you ever need it, it's generally also at the very bottom of the notes with the podcast on whatever app you download this on. But if you do want to write me an email, it's PeteBeanPetePodcast@gmail.com. That's PeteBeanPetePodcast@gmail.com. And there you go. There's your episode. I will be giving you guys something better in the next couple of days. So until then, take care of yourself. It's okay to not be okay. And go out and just love yourself.